With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although she has pulled a 180 on a number of crucial issues, including immigration, fracking, and Bidenomics, Vice President Harris insists she's no flip-flopper. The Democrat standard-bearer asked about that during her first formal campaign interview, an interview recorded for playback last night on CNN.
Since her presidential run in 2019, Harris has reversed positions on fracking and decriminalizing illegal border crossings.
Let's be clear. My values have not changed.
She told CNN that she does not support a ban on fracking.
We can grow and we can increase a thriving clean energy economy without banning fracking.
On the border, Harris said there must be consequences for illegal immigration.
I would enforce our laws as president going forward. I recognize the problem.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest Rasmussen poll on the presidential race giving former President Trump a 2-point lead over Harris, and that's in the aftermath of the Democratic National Convention. The survey of almost 1,900 likely voters conducted on the final day of the DNC. 48% back Trump, 46% for Harris, 3% undecided. Former President Trump proposes free-for-all IVF treatments, and former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard thinks it's a worthwhile goal.
I can't tell you how life-changing that would be for so many families.
Gabbard at a Trump rally yesterday in Michigan, the former president also paid a visit to Wisconsin. Also at SRNnews.com, one Dallas police officer is dead, two others wounded. This happened last night. There was a distress call, officers arriving to find one of their colleagues shot dead in a patrol car. Two more officers wounded in a gun battle with the suspect, who was subsequently shot and killed. Wall Street, Dow futures are up 62 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 124. This is SRN News. Transgenderism sparks another court case.
Vivian Garrity is an English teacher at Jackson Middle School in Jackson Township, Ohio, and she refuses to call girls boys and boys girls. That prompted the local school district to force her out of her job, and she went to court. The district asked the judge to dismiss the case, but the judge declined, finding that school officials very likely violated Garrity's First Amendment rights. Cases like these are multiplying all across the country as schools embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ford, joining the ranks of companies that are pulling back on support for the LGBT agenda under pressure from evangelicals and conservative groups. Ford will no longer take part in external cultural surveys and an annual survey by the Human Rights Campaign that measures workplace inclusion for LGBT employees. Ford says it will put its resources into taking care of customers, employees, and communities. This is SRN News. A dispute over guns at the Texas State Fair will go to court.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit seeking to block a ban on firearms at the sprawling State Fair of Texas, one of the state's biggest annual celebrations. Fair organizers earlier this month announced a ban on guns after a shooting last year on the fairgrounds in the heart of Dallas. The move drew swift criticism from Republican state lawmakers who have greatly expanded gun rights in recent years. Paxton, a Republican, threatened to sue if the ban was not repealed. He said the ban infringes on gun owners' rights. Keith Peters reporting.
The cost of borrowing for a home has fallen to its lowest level in more than a year. The average rate for a 30-year mortgage dropping to 6.35%, according to Freddie Mac. And a year ago, the rate was averaging 7.18%. More details, SRNnews.com.